case.
Case number 12737, Brian Vincent seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement and maximum fence height requirements for a proposed fence. Sections 115, 25, 115, 182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the northeast side of Springwood Drive within the Lakewood Estate subdivision. The 911 address is 29727 Springwood Drive in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 19, Parcel 355. The applicant is seeking a 3.5-foot and a 2.5-foot variance for the maximum height requirement for a proposed fence in a front yard setback for a through lot along Lakeview Road, and a 0.5-foot and 1.5-foot variance for an existing metal fence and gate along Springwood Drive. Staff would note we had no record of a permit for any of the existing fencing. The dwelling was built in 2005, and a CO was issued, a detached garage built in 2015. The CO was issued. The pool and patio were built in 2021 with COs issued, and the county setback requirement from Lakeview Road is a 40 foot from the front yard, just to differ from this, what the survey shows. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? You come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian D. Vincent, 29727 Springwood Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. So I'm just trying to basically replace a fence is all I'm trying to do. I live on a through lot. If I don't know what I know now, I don't know if I would have bought a through lot. But so the pool that was stated is right just about at the 40 foot. I think it's only the 41 foot setback. So we can't put the fence, obviously, at the 40 foot setback. It would be on the patio of the pool. Right now there is an existing 6 foot wooden fence that is deteriorating badly. It was a foreclosure and just for five, sat vacant for 5 years. So the fence is basically beyond repair. It needs to be replaced. I want to replace it with a vinyl. And this is in the back. It's currently at 6 foot. We're asking for 7 because the grade of the road. I don't know if you all can see the pictures that I submitted with the applicant, but the one, I'm only 5'7", and you can see me standing on the road, and you can see me looking right over the fence, and nobody wants to see this in the pool, and I don't want to see cars going by if possible. Also, it obviously didn't have a permit because a corner of the fence isn't even on my property. So I'm going to fix that while I'm doing it. I'm going to put it back on my property line. And then the front fence, I basically learned of it as going through this property process that it's also not at the proper setback. I don't want to do anything with that. I'm going to leave it existing as it is. The problem is it's a 4 foot fence because of the pool. It has to be 4 foot, but it says it's to be 3.5, and I believe it's also too far forward. Like I said, that I don't want to do anything with. I don't want to change it. I just want to just get the approval to say, okay, even though it's already there, that yes, we can get a variance for that. And then the back, like I said, we'd like to go, and we're only going 7 foot just on where the road is. Once it comes to the sides, I'm going to go back down to a 6 foot. Okay. It doesn't pose any, you can see from the pictures when you pull up to the development or out of development, the fence does not block either way as far as being able to see traffic.
Questions?
Since you've lived there, have you had any complaints about the fence that's on
Springwood Drive?
No, sir.
So that's the one that you're looking to keep as is?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Actually, somebody was wondering why I was changing it, to be honest. They thought it was a requirement. I'm not doing anything with it, but yes.
The septic system on your property, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where would that be located?
In the front yard. The wells in the back. That would also, if we put the fence at the 40 foot, I think I put in there that it would, literally the fence would be on the other side, the well would be on the back side of the fence.
The fence you're not going to change, you just want to replace. What would you have to do to bring that into compliance?
The one, you're talking the front one, sir?
Yes.
I'd have to, well, there's, did bring, because this one did get kind of added in, I don't know if I just walked this up there.
Ms. Norwood?
Those are pictures we took of it. It actually has block on the corners. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously too far forward, and then I'd have to move it back, I think approximately 15 feet. And then there's a gate there. It's got a gate that goes across the driveway. Mm-hmm. So I basically have to tear down the blocks, and then go back. And then it would still have to be 3.5 foot, if I understand correctly, which wouldn't comply with the pool. Because it has to be 4 foot to comply with the pool.
So how high did you say it is now?
It's 4 foot now.
Okay.
The metal fence up front, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The survey, I've got the survey without the pencil markup and then the survey with the pencil markup. Is without the pencil markup, is that what you bought?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm looking at?
You're talking...
It doesn't show the garage, it doesn't show the
correct.
Pool.
Correct, yes, it looks just like, yes, that's the one from when we actually bought the house.
So this pencil markup with the garage and the pool and the deck, that's what you added?
Yes, well, the deck was there.
The Unless concrete deck the around, deck. The, oh, around the pool, sorry, yeah. Around the pool.
Yeah. Yes, we added that, yes, sir.
Okay. The concrete deck around the pool, is that on the ground, that concrete? It's not raised up or something weird?
Slightly, just because the way it goes down, the pool was downhill, so they did have to dig some out, but yes, it is. We had to bring in some fill dirt on the backside.
Okay, and I know the setback on the survey is wrong. It says 70 foot, it's really 40 foot.
Yes, sir.
How far from that 40 foot is your deck around your pool?
I guess it's 8 foot, so we put it at 41, so it's about 49. Or no, it'd go the other way. It would be 31 feet approximately from the edge to
the concrete around your pool is about 31 feet. And then how far is the pool?
The pool is right about at 40.
It's right
39, I'm sorry, at 39, yes. I just left a foot a fudge factor in case I measured different than anybody else, but we pretty much put it as far back as we could towards the road.
You put it as far back as you could towards the lake view?
Yes.
At the time, did you consider putting the pool forward a little bit and putting your fence so that it would be closer to the pool?
No, you can't. And that's the one thing I didn't take a picture of. So I have it's the back of my house. I have a deck, an actual, just what's a composite, but a deck. And you have to have so much room between the deck and the pool for egress. You can't have the pool too close. I'd have to tear the deck off the house.
I guess the part that's throwing me off is I'm looking at the survey and I'm seeing the pool showed as 70 feet back from the road.
I think it says 70 feet from the center line of the road.
Okay.
I noticed that as well, Mr. Werfel. And I think because if you look, there is an arrow showing the open deck, the existing one, to the property line is 61.3 feet. So I think, I haven't scaled it, but it would appear that there is, where that 70 foot from center line is, might actually really be the 40 foot setback. I don't know if that's true. Ms. Norwood might have a line to check it, but.
That would make a lot more sense.
It does,
yeah.
Okay. I had the same thought when I initially saw it too.
All right, that makes a lot more sense. So then where you're gonna replace the wood fence in the back, you wanna make part of it 7 foot instead of 6 foot.
Yes.
How much lower is that ground where that fence is from the road?
Approximately 3 feet.
So it dips down 3 feet from the road till you get to that wood fence?
Approximately, yes, sir.
So till you have a 7 foot fence, it's the top of your fence is really gonna be about 4 foot above the road?
Probably, yes. If you look on the picture that I know that we did submit, you can see the truck driving by and it's, yes. But when I asked the fence company how high, they 7 foot, they said that's about as high as they could go. I mean, if I could put a 10 foot, I would, but 7 is what they told me, so.
But kind of what you're looking for here, though, is privacy, right? This 7 foot is more about privacy than safety for the pool, right?
Yes, yes, I would like, yes. And the other thing is that I did leave out is there's also some chicken houses which it only had in the summertime, because the leaves are in, but when the feed trucks come in at night, the trucks shine on our house, so.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that's all the questions I have for now.
Mr. Sharp?
I'm guessing that Lakeview Road does not extend the paved part all the way to your property line.
Is yes.
That, do you know about how much of a distance that is from the property line?
Yes, I do. That's my wife. It is, depending on, because of the 20 to 22 feet. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the front one. The back one is 18 to 20 feet.
So there's that much of a gap between your property line and the road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the front, you said there's a gap in from Springfield as well?
Yes. That's the one that's between 20 and 22 feet.
So that fence that you have there is close to 30 feet from the edge of paving there?
Which, the front fence?
Yeah.
It's like it's between 20 and 22 feet, depending on where you measure. On one end, it's 20. If you're looking at it on the left, it's 20. On the right, it's 22 feet.
So you're, when you say the gap from the lake view, that's the 20 to 22 feet is the distance from your fence to the edge of paving of the road and from Springfield, right?
Yes, sir.
And then 18 to 20 feet is the gap from the fence to the to Lakeview.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Looking at the drawing, the survey that we have, that's got some pencil markings Ms. Warfel is referencing, there's some, you've noted that you're going to bring the fence off, you know, it's on your neighbor's property, appears, and you're going to bring that into compliance, or at least onto your land. But I see there's these other kind of circles with an X through it. Is this fence going to be pulled off of Lakewood? Because it appears that it might from that. I couldn't quite tell.
No, we would have put it right back to where it is.
Same spot.
Same spot.
Okay,
so minus the corner, obviously, that's not on our property. But yes, sir.
Okay.
We're just going to 45 that off like it should have been done originally.
Okay. Is there any HOA requirement? That
we don't have an HOA, sir.
Okay. And I think your application said you bought this in 2014.
Yes, sir.
So you've not had any complaints? I think you testified earlier you hadn't had any complaints since you bought it.
No, sir.
I have no further questions. Thank you. Oh, I do have one. I apologize. And I guess you don't have any vehicular access to Lakeview Road. It's only from Springfield?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There is a gate back there. I've never used it. It's basically I maintain the grass back there so it doesn't get high. So I have a 48-inch depth. That's why on the new fence I'm going to replace it. I have a double gate that so I just get my mower back there. And then also with the pool, it's a liner. It's going to have to be replaced eventually. It was very convenient to have that gate when they put the pool in because they can pull the water truck right up there and come through the back. So I'd like to.
But it's not something where you got a driveway and no Del Dot access.
No.
Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12737 for Mr. Brian Vincent? Thank you.
You're welcome. At this time, there is currently no one else standing by.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12737 for Mr. Brian Vincent, and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 12737 for Brian Vincent for for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is unique physical conditions due to the existing fences and the depression in the back of the property. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.